This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast. I am your host, Severett Copley, filling in for Everett Jolly. On today's show, I'm excited to be bringing back a returning guest from last month. I'm talking about no other than Psych Corp. You can find them on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol PSYC. And with us today is Mr. David Flores, the CEO of the company. David, it's great to have you back on the show.
It's great to be back. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, David, I want to start off by congratulating you. This month, you hit your two-year anniversary as CEO of Psych. Now, reflecting on the past 2 years, how would you summarize everything that has happened that has helped move the company into what appears to be a far more advantageous position today compared to 2 years ago?
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Time definitely flies, I'll tell you. But in reflecting on, you know, the last 2 years here, I think the thing that really stands out for me is now the fact that we've been able to really follow through with a couple of the very important objectives that we laid out for ourselves here from the very beginning, one of which was to develop Psychedelic Spotlight into a formidable leader within the psychedelic space for news and information. And I believe we've successfully accomplished that. And, you know, we've got the data and analytics now to back that up. We're seeing more than 1 million page views to the website each month, along with more than 1 million impressions across all social media channels. And we're also top ranking on Google for a number of different psychedelic related subjects and topics. So, you know, there's no question in my mind that we have successfully developed Psychedelic Spotlight into a recognized leader for news, information, perspective, engaging media and content here within the medicinal psychedelic space. And the second part of it is that's allowed us to establish a foundation beneath us to now start to expand and grow from, you know, with the audience that we have here and the following that we have with Psychedelic Spotlight and the presence that it's helped us establish within the medicinal psychedelics community. You know, we can now start taking a look at opportunities and ways to expand on its monetization strategies. Also looking at ways to diversify. And that may include diversifying, you know, outside of the psychedelic sector and really honing in on this intersection that we've identified, you know, where psychedelics, cannabis, holistic living all converge. And we're really looking at a way to dominate and own that intersection, you know, based on what we've done successfully here with Psychedelic Spotlight. So, I got to give a lot of credit to the individuals that I've had alongside me over the last 2 years. They're every bit as responsible for the success that we've achieved here with Psychedelic Spotlight. But 2 years, wow, it definitely has flown by quite quickly.
That's amazing. And I want to talk about the press release you guys put out last week announcing the consolidation of 49 debentures with RB Capital Partners. Can you help break down the significance of this consolidation and explain how it ties into the company's short and long-term plans for addressing debt?
Yeah, so there's no question about the fact that debt has been, you know, an issue, you know, of concern for, you know, shareholders and people following our story here recently. And, you know, I liken it to an 800-pound gorilla. And, you know, the way you deal with an 800-pound gorilla is you got to get it into a position where you can effectively handle and manage it. And so that's kind of the approach that we've been taking here with the debt. And one of the things that I've been saying, you know, for the past several months is that I believe we have a very unique situation here and advantage on our side, and the fact that RB Capital Partners, led by Brett Rosen and Deborah Braun, who I've had the privilege of working with now for 4+ years, you know, we consider them to be friendly investors. And what I mean by friendly is they continue to remain incredibly committed to the long-term vision and potential of PSYC. They're also, you know, they remain committed to the potential of the psychedelics sector as well. And so, you know, with their support, which, by the way, without their support here, you know, specifically over the last couple of years, there's absolutely no way Psychedelic Spotlight would be the success that it is here today. So, you know, I really have to thank them and tip my cap to them for hanging in there with us and continuing to believe in the long-term vision that we are building here, you know, not just for Psychedelic Spotlight, but on the bigger picture with PsychCorp. And so for us, you know, being able to sit down, negotiate with them and talk about ways that, you know, we can get a more of an effective handle on their debt, you know, considering the fact that they are our largest note holders and holders of debentures. It gave us an opportunity to take 49 of their notes, consolidate them into one larger note. Now, the principal amount doesn't change, but what we did was we said, okay, how can we take this and how can we make this, you know, something that's advantageous to the company? So we lowered the interest rate from 10% down to 7%, and wow, we also worked in a fixed conversion rate of 5 cents. So, you know, these two factors alone are incredibly, at least in my opinion, advantageous here for the company. And this is just one step in a multi-layered process of what we are doing here to, again, be able to get more of an effective handle on our debt. And so, you know, this doesn't solve all of it, no question about it, but it does put us in a much better position to now start focusing on some other things that we want to start to work on to, again, get our arms fully around this situation. But, you know, I want to extend my gratitude and thanks to RB Capital, and we're very excited to continue working with them and, you know, doing everything we can to ensure that their investment is definitely something that is worth their while.
That's awesome for you guys, and I'm stoked. And so I'd like to follow this up with a question circulating the chat boards. Where do you and the company stand on the subject of a potential reverse split or recapitalization? Of course, I understand you can't share too much, but I do know I am interested, and there are quite a few people out there interested in this topic, given the momentum that is starting to pick up with the company.
Yeah, that's a great question and a very important one. You know, I mean, I've been a part of the public market sectors, you know, here for several years. And so, you know, in my years, I've seen where companies have performed reverse splits and recapitalizations that have actually been wildly beneficial to the company and have helped elevate the company and put the company in a much better position than it was previously. But on the other side of that, I've also seen reverse splits conducted and recapitalizations performed that have been incredibly harmful and detrimental to company's loyal base of shareholders. And so, as you mentioned, you know, we're in a time right now where we are building a new shareholder base, and we're doing it organically, and we take that very, very seriously. We understand how important credibility is, and it's something that you got to go out and you got to earn. And if you earn it and you do something to screw it up, good luck ever getting it back. So, you know, we understand the repercussions that, you know, could potentially come along with something like a reverse split. The way I look at it is, yes, it's a tool in our toolbox, but I kind of look at it more like, have you ever seen those axes and hallways that are behind glass, and it always says, you know, break in emergency? Well, I mean, instead of it saying, you know, break in emergency, it says break only if absolutely positively needed. And that's how I see this tool of any potential reverse split or recapitalization. You know, I understand the utility that they do present, but I'm a firm believer, and, you know, I know that, you know, our CFO, Craig Schlesinger, I know he echoes this and supports this 110% because he and I have had multiple conversations here in recent months about this, that, you know, there are opportunities and there are times where if you're going to do a reverse split, you know, you got to make sure that the planning of it is done correctly. You got to make sure that, you know, you're doing it at the right time. Because if you miss the mark on it, again, it can really have a ripple effect that you just don't want to see happen. You don't want to harm your loyal shareholders. And so what I'm saying here is, you know, we're going to do everything that we possibly can to avoid having to go down a pathway that includes a reverse split. Now, is there a pathway that we may have to take at some point in time as the company moves along? And as, of course, we move towards filing a Form 10 and uplisting to a QB where we may have to seriously consider one? Yeah, absolutely. And I understand this may not be an answer that everyone wants to hear, but it's an answer that's coming from a place of honesty and practicality, because, again, at the end of the day, you know, I'm not here to take anyone on some sort of wild ride. I've seen many CEOs of microcap companies who have done that, and they've had their credibility dragged through the mud. We're building something real here. We're doing it organically. We're doing this for the long haul. And so with that, we understand how important it is to do this thing the right way, to be as transparent and upfront with our shareholders. And at the end of the day, this is all about doing what's in the best interest of the company and getting the company into a position where it can absolutely drive and deliver the value back to the shareholders that they deserve.
That's fantastic. Now, before you go, David, what message do you have for your stockholders and our listeners today?
I would say definitely stay tuned. If they've been following us here for the last couple of years, you see how far we've come. This has all been part of a very long and meticulous process, but to get us to a point where we're at now, where, as I mentioned earlier, we've got at least in my opinion, a very solid foundation beneath us now that we can really start to work off of. And so we are absolutely exploring opportunities to diversify. We're looking at potential acquisitions. We really are looking to bring in additional assets here to the company and really expand upon what we've already built and what we've established here. You know, we feel that we've identified a recipe for success, if you will, with what we've done with Psychedelic Spotlight. And so now trying to take that and apply it to other opportunities and other ventures, that's going to be our focus here in the next several months. So I would absolutely say stay tuned because we're working hard to make much bigger things happen here as quickly and as reasonably as possible. Although, so that I appease my attorney, nothing is definitive, but we are absolutely working hard to make some really exciting things happen here.
Amazing. Mr. David Flores, he's the CEO of PsychCorp. They trade on the OTC Pinks under the ticker symbol PSYC. Check him out. David, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I'm really looking forward to the next update.
I am too. Thank you so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.